Here we are.
PDC.
PDC. Before we introduce what this little thing is.
Yes.
Who the heck are we? Who are you?
So you and I work together on the Professional Developers Conference. I know we hate it. It's painful. Yeah.
PDC 2008 coming up in October.
Yes. So I'm Jennifer Ritzinger, and I'm the event owner for PDC.
So all up, period, you're the one responsible for the event.
That's what they tell me.
Wow. That's power.
And you?
So I'm Mike Swanson. I am the PDC 2008 content owner, so responsible for all the content that shows up at the event.
Content is king.
That's what they say.
So we thought that maybe we should talk about the process of putting together a huge multi-thousand event that Microsoft puts on.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a behind-the-scenes inside peek, so to speak?
We thought maybe that might be interesting. We'll find out.
We'll find out. So before we get too deep, let's introduce our little gimmick.
Okay.
This is the gimmick that we use internally because we have a show like this inside the company we've been doing for a while, and someone said, hey, why don't you take the show's format and make a public version? So this is our first attempt at doing that, and we'll see what the feedback is. But the gimmick we use is we respect people's time. So we have this little timer, old school analog timer. And the idea is that we're going to set this to 10 minutes, and when it dings, we're done, right?
Even if we're mid-sentence,
mid-word, whatever, we're done.
Ooh, that's going to keep us honest.
And it keeps us honest. Keeps the content tight.
I like it.
So you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go. We're on the
clock. All right, past 30, back to 10.
So much to say.
So much to say. So I think we need to start. It's our first public show. What is the PDC?
I'll give it a whirl, then you fill it in.
Okay.
Okay. So stands for the Professional Developers Conference. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to be the 13th one this year that Microsoft has held.
For some reason, I thought it was 12, so it is 13.
Yes. Well, there's one that was under debate. We can talk about that later. So this is our conference that's held to talk about our entire platform, the developer platform, and talk about mostly for what's coming, not what's here and now, not the shipping current platform. And it's not a training event. It's to go and get briefed about our roadmap.
So a strategy conference.
A strategy conference, absolutely. And we mainly target a lot of ISVs and enterprise developers who tend to be architects and developers who are making decisions around the technical strategies for their companies.
Mm-hmm. And some of the feedback we get on the surveys I know from prior years is kind of, I attend the PDC so that I can understand where Microsoft is going as a company so that I can align my next release or my product with those same technologies.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's good feedback. And the breakdown I've seen on audience is similar to you. It is mostly, and when you're at a PDC, you can feel it. It's, you know, the geeks, and I say that affectionately because I consider myself one, although I might not dress like one as much anymore. That's where I come from.
Now that you're famous.
These are my peeps. Yeah, that's right. Now we've got a show. I'm so over this format. I'm moving to the 15-minute version. But yeah, we get lots of developers, lots of architects, and you're right. These are the senior folks who are really looking kind of out. I always picture this car. And the headlights. Wherever the headlights is pointing is what we try to talk about at the PDC. And from a content perspective, we really try to optimize our content across a couple pivots. And when is one of those pivots. So we try to dial content. So we talk about some today stuff.
Right.
And today meaning, you know, projecting now to October at the event.
Right.
Stuff that has shipped by that October event, or maybe even at the October event, we'd call kind of today content. And we do some of that, but when we do it, we go really deep because we have other conferences also that cover that in detail, and you can read a lot on blogs and so on. Kind of the fat middle of our content, though, we optimize for is what we call tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the upcoming technologies and topics that are relevant to the industry, and we want to make sure we cover them PDC style, which is realizing that we have all these great geeks in the audience, let's take it super deep.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll provide some overviews, of course, but we'll go deep as quickly as possible, which means we'll optimize more for demos and code over PowerPoints.
Right.
You do need PowerPoints to tee some things up, but we'll try to get out of those where it makes sense. And then we always try to stretch out in the future, stretch our arms and say, here's what we think is going to happen, you know, way out, at least as far out as we think our crystal ball goes. It gets fuzzy if you go too far out, as we all know. But we try to pull it in so it's reasonable and talk about some of those future technologies. The other thing about the content at a PDC, and you mentioned, it's really not training.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't go there so that you can learn something and then go right home and fire up whatever and be productive. Right? Not that we don't want you to be productive, but it's really about understanding where we're headed. And we want to put some bits in your hand. You usually get some really cool bits, sometimes exclusive to the PDC audience, that you can take back just to prove that it's real, right? We're not just inventing things and pulling them out of thin air.
Right.
These are actually installable bits. So I remember in 05 we had a build of Longhorn you couldn't get anywhere else, so pre-Vista, that you could install. And it was rough, and you'd bleed a little bit, but that's what this audience really looks for.
So it's Microsoft and some of our best partners aligning their strategies together.
Yeah.
That's how I think about a PDC. So just a couple of quick facts. We haven't had a PDC since 2005.
I know, it seems like forever.
Forever. The first one, this one will be the last week in October in Los Angeles. We're open for registration now, so people can sign up. The price is $23.95, although we have an early bird discount that's running until August 15th. And if you register today, you can save $200.
Yep.
We have announced that Ray Ozzy, who is our new chief software architect, is going to be keynoting the PDC.
Exciting.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
It's kind of a new era.
It is.
And so up on our PDC website, we have a blog, and actually this is where we're going to be looking for feedback on this show. We're just going to float up a trial balloon. We don't know if this is going to work or not, but we need the feedback. And if people have questions, things that we should focus on each week, if we decide to do this weekly, we're really going to be paying attention to that.
Yeah, that's good. I would encourage that feedback just to add to it. So it's people that you want to hear from specifically. It's topics that you want to hear on. It's behind the scenes. We're trying to be open and as transparent at least as we can be. I know I blog a bunch. The PDC blog, of course, has stuff. We've got members of our virtual team that help put the event together that blog a lot.
Right.
So there's a lot of information out there.
Right.
But if there's specific topics that anyone wants to hear, comment on the post, hopefully, that this video goes up on, and we'll certainly look at it and schedule appropriately.
The other thing is that you and I, at least, because we spend so much time working on the PDC, we think this is kind of interesting. I mean, this is going to be about 50 people, at least, who work on the PDC, plus all of the ancillary support staff. You spend this is your full-time
job right now.
I just think there's lots of interesting things that we can share about putting on this whole huge process that we want to be more transparent. You and I have really bought into that whole, I know it's the latest buzzword, right? But you and I really believe in that.
It's tough at times, right? Because we've got a lot of things. PDC is a place where we do a lot of big announcements.
Yeah.
So there's some things, even though I'd love to share, we really can't share until the PDC, and this is the way it normally is.
And we might say something now that will change.
Yeah.
And so don't hold us to it, but we're just trying to...
That'll never happen, Jennifer.
We're just trying to be, more, open about how this is the process that we go through, and sometimes our decisions aren't always right. Sometimes we have to go back and change them. Sometimes based on feedback, we have to course correct.
Well, how many times are we in one of our core team meetings and we don't know how attendees are going to think about
respond.
This or that? And we can either make that decision in isolation or we can actually involve the community in those decisions. And I think this hopefully could help involve the community in those decisions so that we make the right choices. So I know one practical example, I blogged about environmental sustainability and bags, right? The big bags you get that are
going
branded.
Going green.
Yeah, going green. And got a lot of great feedback from the community on what they think about these bags. So stuff like that is just fantastic to reach out there and hear what people have to say.
Right on. So what are you looking forward to most at this year's PDC?
Well, that's kind of a interesting question. There's a lot of new things we're doing. I really want to see the evolution of open space, and we can talk about that on a future show. But like we did at MIX 08 in Las Vegas, we're going to have a bigger open space with much more of a presence. We're actually getting some open space experts to help us put it together. And we've got some folks in the company, but we're leveraging some external help here to make sure that we do it accurately and faithfully. Since it's not something we invented as a company, we're really adopting it. So I'm very excited to see where that goes. We'll be doing session recordings, and I want to see how we do that. We're going to do some innovative things inside the event center. We hope we're able to do things like possibly stream the sessions inside the event center. There are bandwidth concerns, but we want to do this to reduce the overflow pain that sometimes we have for really, really popular sessions. You know, somebody like Anders will give a talk, and that room will just fill up.
Right.
And we'll overflow it into another room, but that one may fill up. So we're trying to come up with ways to alleviate that. And we've done some innovative things with, session recordings for MIX. And we'll turn the crank again here. And we have Brian Keller, the more than capable Brian Keller, helping us do that. What about you? What's exciting for you?
Oh, there are so many things I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Ray Ozzy's keynote. I really want to see him. This will be the first PDC without Bill Gates. And I think that's an exciting thing. I really am excited about the new era that Ray Ozzy's going to usher in. And the whole theme of PDC this year is software plus services.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested to hear us really nail that strategy.
I agree. And if you go look at, there's 49 sessions that we've posted so far. We'll post our next set on the 1st of August. So we've got a big set coming up.
It's like a third of our sessions are already live.
Yeah, we've got a lot of sessions already live with abstracts. So if you read the titles and abstracts there, you'll get a really good feel about what the conference is about, realizing, of course, it's not all of them. There are more topics and technologies that will show up.
Sure.
And if you watch that space, you'll get to see it there.
We have to keep a couple of things secret, don't we?
We do.
Surprise people.
We do. We have to embargo a few of those sessions, mm-hmm. and those are always the fun ones we wish we could talk mm-hmm. about. But it's a great reason to show up at the PDC, you know, hear what Ray has mm-hmm. to say, hear what other execs have to say. And then we'll, of course, release those sessions, and you'll learn some pretty amazing things. I'm really excited about this year's conference. I mean, I should say that because I'm the content owner and you're the event owner, but I'm a geek and things...
We believe
this,
it.
Yeah, it's like working at this company is almost like keys to the candy store, and knowing the candy that we're going to kind of reveal
right.
in October is actually pretty exciting to me.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a tease, I realize, but it's a promise I hope we deliver on at the actual event.
We should mention that you and I also work on the Mixed Conference. We're
yes.
in the same group that puts on that event as
yes.
well. Mike and I are in developer and platform evangelism. So what we do is we work with early adopters and customers to get them excited about new technologies.
Yep.
We're kind
yep.
of the tip of the arrow.
And it's validation, right? Get the partners to work with the technologies, find any issues or problems or architectural things,
absolutely.
Feed that back into the product team so that it's better for everybody.
Right.
So it's really working with a select set so that we can make it better for everybody.
And it makes sense that our group owns the PDC because we're able to overview the whole platform, whereas
yeah.
being just focused on one product.
That's a key differentiator between...